This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello, listeners. Hallelujah. Hi, this is Pastor Delia. Today on the program, Salt and Light. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. What a great honor and a privilege that is to greet you in that matchless, glorious, powerful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Such an honor and a privilege to be on your dial. I know it's Saturday, amen, and everybody's excited, amen, praise be to God. So we are, Pastor Delia, I'm always excited when I get to talk about Jesus. I said to the Lord 25, 6 years ago, Father, whatever we're going to do for you, we are just going to brag about this glorious Jesus that we've received and accepted in our hearts and in our lives. Praise be to God. Amen. So you are welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
So we are on the radio station K Pulpit. We air on Saturdays from 3 till 4. And then there is a repeat recording on a Friday morning from 9 till 10. So if you've missed the session, I am sure that you will be able to hear it again or listen to it again on a Friday morning from 9 till 10.
And we are so excited because we've got Pastor Thomas Harper, and he's all the way
with
from
us again this week. Yeah, hallelujah.
He's with us again this week. You know, it's not easy to get the pastors and the fivefold because they have very busy schedules, but we are so blessed and we are so grateful and thankful to God that we have him on our program today. And we are just going to once again delve into, we were talking about ministry, the dynamics of ministry. He shared a bit on his testimony of how he came back to the Lord, how he found the Lord. And he's been involved in ministry right now. He's a full-time minister of the gospel. Amen. Wherever he goes, not only in church. Amen. I know that wherever he goes, you know, at his place of work and wherever, you know, God leads him, he talks about Jesus. He encourages people, you know, on the street. And I love that, you know, because our light should shine in a dark world. There's a dark world out there and they need the light of Christ. And we are the light bearers of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just...
Amen.
So thankful, Pastor Tommy, for your life once again. Amen. Maybe you want to say hello to the listeners, Pastor Tommy. Mm-hmm. You can say hello to the listeners also.
Good morning, all.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Amen. It's short and sweet, but it's full. It's full of the word. And there's such an excitement. You know, even when I listen to his ministry, his preachings, I can sense the presence of God and that excitement when Pastor Tommy shares the word, you know, and whatever you do, he's just excited for what God has done in his life. And, you know, Pastor Tommy, it comes from your life where I can perceive and see that you've been in the presence of God. You know, you have heard from God, and it's so grateful, and it's such a great thing to see and behold, you know, that when a man finds Christ, how the Lord and the Holy Spirit works in and through his life. What a great honor and a privilege.
So, amen. It truly is.
Amen.
We had
amen.
Such a powerful session last week where Pastor Tommy was ministering about his life, the fact that he backslid. And today we want to really delve into, you know, church hurt and all the things that the enemy uses to get us out of position. The one thing we want to say today, beloved, you know, that the enemy will do anything and everything to stop you from walking in your purpose and your destiny. The enemy hates it when we walk and we walk in our purpose and our destiny, because he knows, you know, that is where the power flows. That is where the blessing comes from. That is where we find our identity. You know, that is where we grow as a person, where God takes us from strength to strength and glory to glory. When we find our purpose, when we find that which God has called us to before the beginning of time, you know, it was the prophet that Jeremiah that God told him in Jeremiah 1, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew you and called you as a prophet to the nations. So when God creates us, when God puts us together, He already places purpose and destiny on the inside of us. He already places our gifts, our talents, our office. He puts it on the inside of us. And so we are created for a purpose and a plan. You are not just on this earth
suck
to breathe.
Up the air.
You are not just on the earth to work for yourself and your family, but you've been called to a God-given purpose, beloved. And we want to talk about that. But we first going to go to a song, and then we'll come back and we'll delve into that. Amen?
Amen. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here on the program called Salt and Light. We are on Radio Cape Pulpit. I always say the best Christian station in the planet. Amen. Hallelujah.
So the planet last week was the
nation. The nations. The planet. The nations. We are here for the nations. I'm so reminded that scripture, Pastor Delia, Psalm 2 verse 8. And He will give us the nations as an inheritance for the glory of God. Amen. And we have Pastor Thomas Harper here. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're just going to dive into, you know, and the one question that has been really on my heart, Pastor Thomas Harper, is that you mentioned previously in our previous chat that, you know, you were on fire for God. You know, when you came to the Lord, you know, you are full of zeal and zest for God. And you just wanted to take on the whole world, you know, for God. But some little things happened, you know, in your walk, you know, in the church. And I want to talk about that because I believe it is important. I also want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, it's also very, very important how you treat people, you know, and how you convey the gospel. Like I said, that our lifestyle is a ministry, you know, and people learn from us and as they look at us. So, Pastor Thomas, I want to go there today because we're just going to be very open and honest, you know, because I believe that the truth set people free. There's a lot of people, Pastor Thomas, that has also backslidden because of what we call now church hurt or, you know, misunderstanding. These people. The other day, Pastor Thomas, on Friday, Good Friday morning, as you can recall, we had a outreach service, you know, and what the Holy Spirit said to me then, there was a lot of people, a lot of children, a lot of adults, and the Lord was saying, this is the unchurched that is here by this open air. So many people leave a ministry church because of hurt, disappointment. Talk to us a little bit about what happened to you in that regard, Pastor Thomas.
Well, they not necessarily backslide, but they sit at home and they will watch, you know. They will watch
TV and stuff,
the preaching over the TV and so on. But they're afraid, scared, or even in offense, and they don't want to be a part of the church.
Talk to us, Pastor Tommy.
Yeah, well, yes, well, that's exactly what happened to me. You know, when God anoints you and to do specific work for Him and for His kingdom, you know, and you'll find that because you're young in the Lord and you're so full of the power of the Holy Spirit, you're in the Word day and night, you're in prayer day and night, you know, you're busy with the Lord all the time. You know, when I used to go to work, people see me, they used to run. Here comes this over again. He's going to be telling us about Jesus again. I was so on fire. I wanted to get as many people saved as possible. You know, you can't be silent.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they say when you get saved and you're 6 months old, they must tie you up and lock you in a room for 6 months because you just want to go wild.
They called
before
us,
that 6 months.
They called us hyper-Christians. And,
yes, amen. So I was, you know, I was called a Jesus fanatic. I was called a religious fanatic. I was called all kinds of names. But I would rather have that name than have a name called death, you know, or have a name called hell. Or I would rather be a Jesus fanatic than be nothing at all. So what happened with me was because I was so on fire for the Lord, and, you know, you get people that save 20 years, they save 30 years, and you come along and you're this Annie Brando and you just want to, you know, bless everybody and pray for everybody. And then they look at you and they say, like, what's wrong with you? Calm down, man.
Yeah, huh? Calm down.
I say, but I love Jesus, man. Where's your excitement? And why aren't you excited?
Yeah.
Your 20 years serving him, has it gone cold? What's going on? You know? And then you get a prophetic word from the Lord too. And because you're not taught, you haven't got the wisdom. You have no one training you because although I seek someone to guide me, there was no one to guide me. So you speak the prophetic word and you're hurting people instead of drawing them.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And then you...
It was my mistake, you know?
Yeah, so the thing is, you feel maybe if they had dealt with you differently, you're not just correct or rebuke or cut you off, you know, or silence you, but they really, if they had sat mentored with you and mentored you, mm-hmm. it could have had a different outcome. Is that
exactly
what you're saying, Pastor?
And exactly that. And that's why my vision today is, when young people get saved, someone, especially when they got a calling of a pastoral anointing on their life or whatever, the fivefold ministry anointing, someone needs to monitor, to walk with them.
Yeah.
Someone needs to walk with them. You cannot leave them alone. Yeah. They're going to need that help. Whether you're in the fivefold ministry or not, even the outsiders, those who are outside the fivefold ministry have still got a duty to do for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And they need to be led and guided through this time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the case is also an issue of many of these young people that gets radically saved. Like even myself and Apostle Brian, we were the same. We were radical for God. He was saved a month and he was doing open airs already, you know. But we are not taught that there is a process of cleansing. There's a process of your mind being transformed, you know, because you get saved and your spirit is saved and you have this fire for God, this passion, but because you haven't been taught and schooled in the word, you are going to make a lot of mistakes, you know, and
exactly.
and people just need to understand, you know, they should have patience with you. And then also the person should be able to understand that when people try to correct them, when they try to show them, you know, that this is the character you should have, this is the way that you should do this, that the person is also teachable and not headstrong,
exactly.
that they don't get upset when they are corrected and rebuked.
Exactly.
So Pastor Tommy, in other words, what you said, you know, when you got saved, you know, in this radical salvation, you just wanted to be, you know, everything for God. And sometimes, you know, it's almost like they kind of want to extinguish the flame because, well, you are too super spiritual, too radical, you know, you mustn't be too radical, you know, instead of mentoring, instead of, you know, guiding, instead of, and that was also one of the cause of also you just going back and, you know, just you know, what is like, what
exactly,
you know, what's the use? Yeah, Pastor.
Yeah, it's exactly, it's like the, you know, this, even those days, the Spirit of God, like what happened on Sunday, I knew already on Monday what was gonna happen on Sunday because I already saw the vision.
Sure.
So even in the young days, the Spirit of God would show me a vision of what's gonna take place. And I would go to church the Sunday morning or the Sunday evening, and as true as the living God is God, it will happen exactly as I saw it.
Sure.
You know? And I'll do what the Spirit of God leads me to do, and then you'll find these people that are persecuting you, these people that are running you down, all of a sudden they're running around you and saying, oh, come pray for this person. You know, now all of a sudden they want to wake up because they can see the anointing on you.
Yeah.
But because there was no one to lead me and to guide me, pride got the better of me.
And I believe you, Pastor.
Pride got the better of me.
And I believe you in terms of...
Because it was, oh, you see, the Spirit of God using me. He's not using you because you people are ice cold. He's using me. Look here. I get the vision. And you know, you start boasting about it. You start talking about it. And then, boom, your head is big, so big you can't walk in the door.
But I believe you, Pastor Tommy. I believe you in, you know, God showing you, you know, because, you know, when you live from a place of relationship and not the religious duty, you know, sometimes religious duty make people hard and callous and stuck up and proudful also, you know, but when you live from a place of relationship, you know, one day Pastor Tommy, we were ministering on the train and the morning God showed me in a dream that there will be a blind man on the train on that in the carriage. I dreamed the whole thing. And so true as the Lord lives, you know, we got on that train. Pastor Tommy, I kid you not, there's the blind man sitting in the carriage. And I prayed for him and he cried. And just like the Lord showed in a dream, in a vision. So I believe that God does speak in dreams and in visions, Pastor Tommy. I believe that God speaks through his word. And like we established now, we really just need mentors, you know, or fathers in the church that can really, really school and train and equip, you know, and facilitate walk and walk with, you know, the radical ones, if we can say it in that way. But Pastor Tommy, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go to a song break. But when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about this because I believe it's important. And there are many unchurched that is sitting at home because of something that had happened in church. But God is calling you back to his house. He's calling the prodigals back.
Amen.
He's calling the backslider back. We can't. We are living in the last days and God is calling his sheep. The shepherd is calling his sheep back to himself. Enjoy the song, ladies and gentlemen, and please stay on the dial.
Welcome back, beloved. We are having such a powerful, important conversation with regards to ministry and church hurt and people that have left churches because of being hurt, being ridiculed, even being corrected. You know, the one thing we've learned that it's important to, when we do correct, when we do admonish, that we do it in love, you know. And many times we do it in love and we do it truthfully and people still get offended and they still walk away. Mm. And they walk away and they leave their position. They walk outside of God's plan and purpose. You know, we always say to our church, you know, you can't just up and leave. You can't just up and go. You have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's so important to obey the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of the Lord. You know, our lives are no longer our own. When we receive Jesus in our lives, when we've given our lives over to God, we just can't make decisions haphazardly. You know, we have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. And so even in where we go to church, it is important to hear from God which church is calling you to, where to go to. We don't just decide, okay, this church is around the corner, I'm going to go there. Or that church looks good. They've got all the trimmings. They've got the lights and the action and all of that. I'm going to go there. Or they look quite modern and vibrant and so on. Beloved, you have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, where He's guiding you, where He's leading you. In all the times that we have gone to church, we've always asked the Lord, Lord, you lead us, you guide us, you show us where we're going to grow, you show us where our gift is going to grow. You know, because many, each church is strong in a certain area of gifting or a certain area of anointing, you know, so you need to be led by the Spirit to know where you fit and where you're going to grow in your purpose, in what God has called you to be and to do. And so many people, they just choose haphazardly. They leave, they go, they get upset with the oversight or the leadership, and they just up and leave. And you see these people never step into their God-given purpose and destiny. Many Christians right now are like the Israelites that are roaming the desert for 40 years, but never entering into their promised land. They're going around the same mountain all the time with the same issues, but they never reach the place where God has called them to, where they start to flow in their purpose and their gifting. And the reason for that is because they allow the same things to trip them up time after time, same issues. They go, they visit church, from church to church, they run after certain anointings, they run after prophets for a word, but they never get planted into a specific place where God has called them to grow, and where the gift is going to be exercised.
That's right.
And they don't grow, and they go, they have the same issues in their lives year after year, and they're not going anywhere. We say they go nowhere slowly. Pastor T, what has been your experience when you've now joined church again? Do you realize how the enemy had such a that he deceived you into just up and going and leaving?
Most definitely. Definitely. You know, one's got to remember, when Christ has called you, he's called you into the fullness of him. You know, and if we allow the devil to deceive us and lie to us, and that's the problem with people today, you know. We get offended, or something gets said, or we don't like something, and we do not go to Christ first.
Yeah.
We run to our thoughts first.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, we allow the devil to come and talk to us and tell us, no, you don't need to go to him. This is what it's all about. Just think about it, he will tell you. Think about it. You've done this, you've done that, you've done this, no one's listening. So why do you want to run to Jesus? You've got to work it out yourself.
Yeah.
And that's when offense gets taken, and that's when we uproot ourselves and we leave. Sure. And that's exactly what happened to my life. You know, instead of running to Christ, I just took it, you know, this is it, you know. Listen to the lies of the devil, because that's what he's come to do. He's come to rob, steal, and destroy, and to completely destroy you. You know, he does not want you to share in the kingdom of God. He does not want you to be a part of the kingdom of God. He does not even want you to mention the name of Jesus, man, period. He doesn't want it.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want you near Christ or to have anything to do with Christ. So it's all about that, you know. And as long as we must remember, when offense comes, or when we are being persecuted by the very body of Christ, there's only one person to turn to, and that's the owner of the body of Christ, and that's Christ himself.
Amen.
You know, when you go to Daddy, our Father, our Heavenly Father, come on, he knows, he sees and knows all things that happen. He sees what's happening in the body. He sees the persecution. He sees the hurting. He sees the pushing away. He sees it all. But who are you going to go to?
Amen.
Are you going to come to him? And are you going to lay it at his feet and say, Father, help me to love these. Help me to correct in love. Help me to show. Help me to do. Help me to, you know, everything for his glory, for his kingdom.
Yeah.
If we don't, as we said before, Matthew 6:33, if we don't seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, nothing will be added unto you.
Amen.
You've got to seek him, seek his righteousness, and then he will help you fix up everything else that needs to be fixed up, or what needs to be added, or what needs to even be taken away, so that you can walk in holiness and righteousness in him.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know, the Bible says, submit unto God, meaning go to God first, you know, resist the enemy, and then he will flee, you know. And so the enemy will come and he will magnify this thing. It could be a small issue. Sometimes it's the stupidest issues, the small foxes, you know, like the sister keeps on taking my seat, or that brother keeps on parking where I park, you know, or that person didn't greet me this morning, or the pastor looks like he never has time for me, you know, I'm gonna go somewhere else. And the enemy will magnify these things and make it seem like it's the worst problem in the earth, you know, just to get you out of position. I wish people can realize how the enemy manipulates their feelings, their thought processes, you know, and you have to come to that realization. No, man, this is the enemy.
Yeah.
This is the enemy that's trying to get me out of position. This feelings, this negative feelings that I'm feeling, this thoughts that the enemy's conjuring up. This is him, you know. And like you said, and then run to God. Say, Lord, take this out. You know, these feelings, these emotions, these things that I'm seeing, you know. Because at the end of the day, no church is perfect. I've heard they say, there's the saying that says that even if there is a perfect church, as soon as you walk in, the church won't be perfect anymore. Because there's no perfect person. You understand? We are all flawed.
Unless you just go to Revelation 2 and you'll see what Christ was talking about, that there was no perfect church.
Amen. We are all flawed. So. And we are all flawed people trying to serve the Lord, you know, on our journey to Christ-likeness and wholeness. And so we all have our issues. But once we've learned the importance of church and community and the corporate anointing and serving God together, and how we, Ecclesiastes, it's not just for couples, but it's also for church, that if two walk together, you know, that is power. Because if the one fall, the other one can pick the other one up.
You know,
we sometimes use that verse only for weddings and couples. But it's so in all relationships, you know, that two is better than one. You know, the psalmist says, a thousand will fall at my side, but two puts 10,000 to flight. So church is... it's vital for our growth. It is vital for where God is wanting to take us.
Amen.
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 But
absolutely.
We're going to go to another song quickly and then we'll come back.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian here on the program called Salt and Light. And we've been chatting to Pastor Thomas Harper of Light Ministries International in number 18 Corsair Road, Sandriff. And I believe, Pastor Thomas, you guys are meeting there at 9:30 Sunday mornings. I believe that.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you are unchurched, if you are in the Milnerton, Brooklyn, Eysterplaat, Sandriff, wherever you're at, you know, if you're in the area, you are so, so welcome to come and join for a Sunday morning service. I tell you, you know, from experience, you know, that the Holy Spirit is really, really, you know, coming into that place on a Sunday after Sunday. We've experienced so much of the presence of God. And, you know, David says, there's one thing that David says, you know, I long to be in the presence of God, because he understands that all the fullness of God is in his presence. I mean, what better place to be than in the presence of the Lord? So, Pastor Tommy, we were chatting to you, and, you know, Pastor Tommy, I also took offense at one stage in my life, you know, but praise be to God, I now didn't go back to the world. But, you know, again, in my journey with the Lord, it took us about 15 years even to establish the ministry that God has called us to, you know, because why, there were some things in our own lives. And, you know, sometimes we just need to look at our own lives, because, you know, this is also the one thing that the enemy uses, Pastor Dylan and Pastor Tommy, is he uses the blame game. You know, never to get, you know, you can, he makes you so outward focus on this is wrong and that person is wrong and what they did there is wrong and this one and that one, you know. But, you know, when I came to that realization, Pastor Tommy, hey, let me do some introspection in me.
That's the
you know,
word.
When I read that that scripture, you know, you want to take the splint out of your brother's eye, but a bulk, you know, to make a bulk it may work it all, Pastor Thomas, you know. So when I did that, my perspective changed, you know. And praise be to God. God kept me as by his grace, you know, and God kept you. And today we can talk about these things, you know, because it's, I believe it's very relevant, you know, in the body of Christ. And I just would want to ask you, Pastor Tommy, what is God saying to you right now?
Well, you know, talk about planks in the eyes. Like I said to you the one day, I've got a whole, in the one corner of my room, there's a whole pile of firewood of the planks that I had to remove from my eyes over the years. You know, but God is truly saying to me, you know, we've got to, the body of Christ with love. You know, no church is perfect, as we said earlier on. You know, Paul rebuked people, a man that was having a sexual affair with his own mother or with a stepmother, I believe. You know, he rebuked Peter when Peter was having having supper or whatever with the Gentiles. And then he, when the Jews came, he ran back to the Jews. You know, those kind of things. So it just goes to show we do not have a perfect church.
Amen.
And we still make mistakes today.
Amen.
But all these things are to strengthen you, to help you in your walk, you know, to keep you close to Christ. It's all about that.
Yeah.
And even Jesus, you know, even Paul warns us that in these last days, you know, even the elect are going to be deceived with lies,
you know,
and falsehood. And it doesn't say they will be deceived. It says that there's a possibility that it could be deceived.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that even so, those who are weak in the Word of God, those who are weak in Christ, stick to the strong ones in Christ, you know? And the strong must remain with the strong so they can stay strong. The strong always lift up the weak. The strong carry the weak. Jesus said, the Word of God says, those who are weak, do not despise them, but lift them up, carry them, encourage them, you know, that they can become strong again, you know. So we're always going to have the weak with us. But we who are strong, don't push them down. You know, they always say that when the ones in the gutter, you always got to kick their breath out of them.
Sure.
Don't do that.
Mm.
You know, lift them up with the Word of God. Encourage them by the Word of God. Allow the Spirit of God to bless you and to move and to teach them and to help them in all that they need. Being a kicker in the gut is not what Christ wants.
Mm.
That's not showing His love. That's not showing His person. That's not showing His character, you know?
Yeah.
We've got to be and show the character of God.
Amen. Amen.
And that is that at the end of the day always boils down to one word, love.
Yeah. Amen.
Love one another as I have loved you.
I'm so reminded, Pastor Tommy, what you said, you know, about this thing, love, you know, and, you know, love is a very, it's a very big word because to me, love is also action. You know, I can tell my wife, I love her, but if my action does not accompany my word, and this is what Jesus said, you know, by this shall all men know that we are disciples if we raise the dead, prophesy, speak in tongues. No, he says, by this will all men know that we are disciples if we love one another.
Amen.
And this is the thing that love does. Love covers, you know, and you know, the enemy is out there. He wants to snatch people out of the kingdom of God and bring him into his kingdom, you know.
Mm.
And like you said, Pastor Tommy, rightfully saying, you know, I took offense because, you know, maybe I said something, you know, out of ignorance perhaps or whatever, but, you know, I wasn't loved, so I took offense to that brother or that sister, you know, and I built a case. And there's many people right now that is listening, you know, you've built a case in your heart, you know, against a certain brother, a certain sister, a family member,
certain
church, you know, and that you took that harbor, it becomes an offense, becomes a fence that close you off to the presence of God.
Exactly.
And all that you can hear is the vials of the devil, you know, how bad they treat you, you know. And I want to say this morning, this afternoon, I want to say break that fence through love. You know, let the love of God fill your heart. You
Amen.
Know, and you're saying to me, Pastor, but how do I do this? You know, love is not a feeling also or not an emotion, but love is a choice.
Amen.
You know, I make a decision,
right.
You know, to the Bible says in this way, bless those who curse you, you know, bless those that persecute you. So, you know, will you always feel like blessing that person that persecute you? Of course not, but you have to make a choice and a decision.
Yes.
The other day, somebody said these words, I heard that somebody said these words about me, that I am the cause of where the person is at right now, you know, not in a good place, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, but Lord, all that I ever did was do good to that person. And now what I'm doing, Pastor Tommy, I'm just praying for that person.
Amen.
And trusting God for the right
Amen.
Time, you know, that we can engage again, Pastor T.
I think the important part is to lay down, to come to that realization that I need to lay down this offense. I need to lay down this, whatever it is, resentment, hatred, bitterness, you know, because I want to say to you, listener, the one thing that we've come to learn in our journey with the Lord in our time of offense is that as long as you hold on to this offense, this unforgiveness, this bitterness towards people, you cannot move on spiritually. You come to a place of being stuck where, as Apostle Brian said, the Spirit of the Lord, it's a blockage to him because he cannot move, work, where there is unforgiveness, where there is offense.
That's right.
You know, and sometimes the Spirit of God, His presence lifts upon your life when you hold on to these things, you know, and it makes you miserable. It also opens the door for more demonic
attack
upon you, you know, when you hold on to bitterness, when you hold on to unforgiveness, there's a place in you that it takes away your joy. It takes away the presence of God. You know, all you do is your mind is festering on what these people did, what they said, you know, what happened, and you cannot move on. You come to a place where you start to being stuck. You become stagnated. In your case, you even what is the word? When you go back,
backslide.
You even backslid, Pastor T, because of the offense. And so the important thing is you need to lay it down, beloved. There's no way that God can use you, that you will even go to the next level if you hold on to this. You have to give it over to God. You have to say, Lord, this happened, and you may have been in... You may have been the person that was right, you know, you may have been the person that was ridiculed and so forth. It may not have been your fault, but at the end of the day, you have to lay it down and say, Lord, you take this hurt, Hallelujah. You take this pain, you take Father. This bitterness. I don't want it anymore. I want to grow. Yeah. I want to have your presence in my life again. I want to see myself go to be all that God has called me to be. And so whatever it takes, I lay this down.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Amen. We have to go back to a song break. And Pastor T, the time has flown. Amen. Hallelujah. I think we must do another session sometime. Praise be to God. But we're going to go back to a song break. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. And we're going to share the final thoughts. And then we're going to pray. God bless. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost at the end of our program. How time had flown today. I can't even explain it. I was here just now and we are almost at the end of our program. So Pastor Thomas Harper, we're going to just give over to you now with your final thoughts. And then we would like you to pray for people. There is people that is backslidden. There is people that, you know, they just walked out. They just AWOL. They just at home. And they know that they know. I believe, Pastor Tommy, you know, you mentioned something very profound. You said that when you were in a backslidden stage, you were also aware of the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. There was that conviction. Moments. There was that moment that you knew in your heart of hearts that you needed to come back. You needed to go back. You know, you knew it, you know. So I believe that there is people that is tuned in or listening, you know, to this program. They have gone back. They know that they know there is a conviction. Amen. Maybe just share your final thoughts, Pastor Tommy, and then maybe you could pray for the listeners, if possible.
Amen.
Please.
Yes. All I want to say is the main thing is this. Is listen to the Spirit of God's voice. You know, He will always knock on your door. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will always, His presence is always known, although we don't always sense His presence at all times, but there are times when you will sense His presence, especially when the hurt gets stronger, especially when the pain gets stronger. The Spirit of God will always make Himself known in that time. And I'm telling you, there were times that I was drunk. You know, he's always there. He's showing me that he will not leave me and he will not forsake me. That come home, son, come home, daughter. I'm here. I will not leave you. Come. And that's the beauty and the love of God that I love so much, is that that presence of his will never leave you. Although we sometimes go by feelings, but you don't feel it. You know it, because it's true, yeah, and it's alive and it's there.
Praise God, Pastor T. Sure. That is so Amen. Powerful. That is so powerful. His presence is there. And I, you know what? When you spoke, Pastor Tommy, what the Lord dropped in my heart now is that sometimes when that pain becomes so loud, it's actually that those are the times when the Holy Spirit also tugs. And the enemy knows that, mm-hmm. and he makes it, it's like he magnifies the pain or that event or whatever. But that is actually the time when the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart and saying, come back home.
Exactly.
Come back
exactly.
home. And this is what I hear loud in the spirit. Come back yes. home. Every prodigal, every son of God, come back home.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe if you two just want to Amen. Pray, Pastor Tommy. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, my Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, yes, for Lord. This wonderful time in your presence and in your word, Father, you, Father, that, Lord, you, we Lord. Can do nothing but exalt you for what you do
yes,
in and through our lives, Father. And I just say thank you, Father God, that those out there who feel lost, hurt, broken down, Father God, feel that they are pushed one side, feel that you don't love them anymore, Father, that you'll exalt yourself in their
Jesus
presence, Lord.
Name.
Father, that your love will be shown and exalted in their lives right
yes,
now, Father,
Father yes,
by the
Father.
Power of your Spirit, Lord. Father, that you may your presence be known to them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Feed them. Or forsake them. Your promise is yes and amen. Your promise is the truth of your word, Father. You'll never go back on your word, but you always exalt and uplift your word in
Jesus,
people's lives.
Jesus.
And I just pray, Lord God, that by your Spirit, Lord God, that every person that's turned their back on you, every person that's feeling hurt and broken, will call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And will come back home, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Because, Lord, your hands and your arms are outstretched and ready for them to run into your bosom, and you'll wrap your arms around them and welcome them home, Lord,
Thank
with
you,
the greatest
Father.
Love and admiration for your children, Lord, that you've always called and never leave and never forsake.
Thank you,
I thank
Jesus.
You for this in Jesus' name. And may your name be exalted, Lord, for those who are coming back will be set on fire
Jesus
for the glory
name.
Of your kingdom in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
I give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Can we
Thank
just
you,
receive
Father.
The blessing, Pastor Dile? I just want to announce the blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. And may the Lord fill you with his peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And amen and amen.
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 Thank
you
Father.
So,
Thank
so
you
very
Lord.
Much, Pastor
Thank
Tommy,
you, Pastor
for
Thomas.
Your time. We really, really appreciate it. We had an awesome time. And we just trust and believe that what we shared on this broadcast, that, you know, my thing is come home, is what I hear the Spirit of God saying. Be
amen.
Blessed, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Have a lovely day further on. Till next week, we love you. We appreciate you.
Goodbye, everybody.
God
Enjoy
please.
Your weekend.
Amen.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.